there, Alaskans, wherever you are. Welcome to the Must Read Alaska Show. Coming to you from somewhere in Alaska. This is the place where we talk about, you guessed it, Alaska. Where we keep the mainstream media on their toes and where we are standing up for what's right in a world run by leftists. You can find out more by heading over to MustReadAlaska.com and also checking out the Must Read Alaska YouTube channel for some really great content. But first, let's get this party started.
Welcome, everybody, to the Must Read Alaska Show. I'm your host, John Quick, coming to you live from somewhere in Alaska. Hope everybody's having a phenomenal weekend. Most folks here on the Kenai Peninsula, at least, just got back from spring break, so kiddos are back in school today. Hope all the kids have a great start to the week. And man, we have T-minus maybe just a couple months till summer starts. Hopefully summer, spring will start soon weather-wise, because man, the snow is getting to me. But I want to thank everybody that listens, watches, and reads Must Read Alaska. If you want to help keep the lights on, just go to MustReadAlaska.com. On the right-hand side, there's a little donate button. If you want to sponsor the Must Read Alaska show, just email me, John, J-O-H-N, at MustReadAlaska.com. But without further ado, I have a small business highlight. It's growing to be a bigger business. So we have a friend, Joel Loosely, who's on today. He is the owner of AK Clothing in the Cove. He's an awesome artist here in Alaska, and we're going to talk all the things that he is involved in. Joel, welcome to the Must Read Alaska show.
Hey, thanks. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm super excited you're on. You have some really amazing art, which I want to encourage folks to go check out, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But I want to highlight one thing first, because I sometimes forget to say this until the very end. We're going to do a giveaway, folks, two items of clothing from AK Clothing. And all you have to do is like, comment, share, or tag a friend in this Facebook video post, and you'll be entered to win. You could do all three and have three entries. I'm going to pick somebody at the end of the week, and we're going to send you off either a beanie or a shirt. Both are epic. So whatever you get, you're going to be very excited about. So just to enter to win, all you got to do is like, comment, share, or tag a friend in this post, and you'll be entered to win. But Joel, my first question to you is this: what got you started in art in the first place? Take me back to the day where you got the bug for the art.
I don't know that I can pin it on one day necessarily, but I mean, I do remember, you know, growing up and just always kind of drawing and, you know, crayons, painting, that kind of thing. I know my parents often comment that, you know, if they couldn't find me, you know, if I wasn't out playing or something, that they could usually find me in my room drawing or something. So that was kind of where they knew they could find me otherwise. And then my grandmother and my mom both are pretty artistic. And so, you know, I feel like I got some of that from them. Although my grandma would say, you didn't get it from me, because I still got it.
So what is your favorite form of art to do? If you had to pick one, you know, you're sitting down on a Saturday morning or a Sunday afternoon, what's your favorite go-to art to make?
Really, it's digital now. So growing up, you know, obviously we didn't have any digital ways to make art. And so, you know, I was always drawing. That was kind of my thing. I was always really good at being able to duplicate, you know, but with pencil or something I was looking at, I could draw and make it look very similar to like lifelike. And so I actually went to the Art Institute of Seattle and ended up getting in visual communications, and there they had a couple different focuses. It could be, I actually went there for illustration, but then during the course of that, I actually took some elective classes. So I took photography and airbrush and some other things, but I ended up taking one, so I think it was called computer drawing or something, and it was using a program that I had never heard of before called Adobe Illustrator. And so when I first started trying to draw with a computer, I did not like it one bit. I struggled with it because it really had to rewire your brain and how you approach creating an image. Because with that, you use what are called vector. So you have to use shapes as opposed to just drawing wherever you want. You know, if I had an idea for an image to draw something, you know, if it was a bear's face, I could start with the eyes or the ears or however I wanted to. You kind of have to be a little bit more thoughtful about it when you're using that program. And I've never really plotted things out that way. And but I eventually, you know, ended up falling in love with that program and then changing my focus from illustration to graphic design. And so, yeah, now whenever I get the artistic bug, rather than picking up a sketch pad, I go to the computer.
Nice. So you have this really cool studio kind of art boutique called The Cove. Talk to us about what that is and what inspired you to open that.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been doing graphic design and applying that to apparel and accessories probably since 08 or 09. Just kind of on the side, part-time, while I was raising kids and working a couple of jobs. And then got pretty serious about it in 2016, really. And that's when I really started, like, actually doing, like, First Fridays, pop-ups, and those craft fairs and things. And it started with the typical hoodies and T-shirts and whatnot. But then I started to expand into prints and stickers, and a lot of shops then started enabling me to do one-offs, which is kind of a big deal, instead of having to order, you know, 50 or 100 to make it, you know, reasonable price-wise. I could do one at a time, which was crazy. And so I just kept doing that. I had an online store as well, but then COVID happened, right? Just like it happened. And I kind of had a very small bubble with one of my best friends who moved back from abroad to be with his parents here. And so we kind of hatched up this idea about wanting to have a place together. He's a painter, musician, writer, actor, all these things, a creative just like me. And we kind of just fantasized about having our own shop and our own store and doing something really cool and showing people what we can do. And as it so happened, we met a gentleman through a friend, and he actually had a space in the Peterson Tower that he had been eyeing as an office for himself, but he just needed the office. He didn't need the rest of the space. And he said, "Hey, you guys can use that space. You know, I've been hearing you guys talk about this store. You know, do you think you guys might want to check it out and see if that's something you'd want to get into?" And so, you know, we weren't doing a whole lot. I mean, I was still working. I was considered an essential industry. And so I continued to work during COVID. But once we decided to pull the trigger on The Cove, we both jumped in, full dive, and opened it up about 2 years ago. It was, we're coming up on our 2 year anniversary next month.
Nice. Well, congratulations. So there's going to be folks that listen to this, you know, from all over the world, really. So walk somebody through, you know, they walk through the front door. What could they expect to see?
Well,
where is it? Because that's one thing that people will look up to.
Yeah. So The Cove is 510 L Street. It's in the Peterson Tower. It's actually where both of the U.S. senators are located, both Murkowski and Sullivan. There's a couple of law firms, ad firms, and some other local agencies. There's an awesome sandwich shop that just opened next door that's delicious. And so, yeah, if you walk in, right when you walk in the building, we're on the right-hand side. So we have all the windows on that right side that you can actually peek in if we're not there. Normally, the hours I keep are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6.
Nice.
And, yeah, just right when you walk in, you're not really going to be sure what you're looking at, because the way that I've me and my buddy curated the space is it almost looks like a living room, like a really comfortable living room. So it kind of, we say it's a studio and a boutique. And the reason is, you know, as a studio, I actually do my work in there. And so I sit down just like I would if I were a painter, but I sit down at my desk and do my work. But there's beautiful art on the walls. We've got a section that's curated by Stefan Fine Art Gallery, which is located in the Captain Cook Hotel. So we've got a beautiful wall that's got incredible art from mostly Alaskan artists, and then a bunch of local ones. We do First Fridays, so we're always rotating out the main wall for local artists. Right now we've got John Coyne, who does these incredible metal, like aluminum cast metal sculptures that are, I don't know, maybe about that big or so. And they're just really intricate and cool. And, you know, I try and feature art on the walls that's doesn't fall into what I call the spruce, goose, and moose categories, the stuff that you tend to see at a lot of the places around town. I want to feature stuff that, you know, art that doesn't feature a lot of those same motifs. And then it's also called the boutique because, yeah, a lot of the designs that I do end up on clothing, leggings, ties, jackets, boots, pillows, bags, all kinds of stuff. And so you can go in there and kind of browse around, but you know, it doesn't have that sterile store. Like you don't feel like compelled to purchase anything the way that it's set up. And I really just want it to be a relaxing environment for you to enjoy all the art that's on the wall and on the clothing. And if you end up wanting to buy something, then cool, that works.
Nice. Well, the AK Clothing Company, you know, it's one thing to do t-shirts and hoodies, but you all have some kind of unique items, ties, real nice ladies' handbags, I'm sure men's handbags too. Talk to me a little bit about exploring those kinds of options as opposed to just sticking with the normal t-shirts, hoodies, beanie stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, when I first started, really, that was always the thing, like, okay, you know, at school, it was like, that's great for you to design something, but how are you going to apply it in a way that is going to either help make you money or, you know, promote yourself? And so you have to find applications. And so, you know, my first design I came up with was kind of a radial a shape of Alaska kind of round in a like a radial kind of pattern. And that was the first thought back then. It was like, okay, t-shirts and hoodies, that's kind of what everybody did. And so, but after that, you know, I quickly realized, like, again, if you're going to set yourself apart, you're going to have to do something different. And so I spent a lot of time on the internet trying to research, you know, what else can I put these on? What's feasible? And, you know, not really knowing anything about textiles or the industry, really, aside from hoodies and t-shirts, I really kind of had to, you know, be open to other possibilities. I ended up actually going to some outdoor clothing retail shows, like the big ones that they have in Denver, some trade shows in Vegas, just kind of exploring, you know, manufacturers and what they could do. And so I just really, over the next couple of years, you know, started just playing around with trying to get my designs onto things. And it was somewhat limited when I started doing that. But, you know, now, again, like I kind of mentioned, being able to do one-offs, basically, I just take my designs, I upload them onto a mock-up generator, and I can, you know, shrink or enlarge my designs. I can rotate them, and I can place them where I want on this template, let's say like a t-shirt or a hoodie. And then once I've got the range the way that I want it, I can say, okay, that looks great. Now go ahead and print and send it to me. You know, they got to print it on the fabric because it's called dye sublimation. So they dye the ink generally into the material as opposed to like screen printed over the top. And, you know, with screen printing, you have to have a screen per color. And so that can get really expensive. And again, it's only on the surface, but with dye sublimation, it's dyed into the fabric. So you don't generally have to worry about fading, cracking, peeling that would generally come with screen printing. But yeah. And so, I mean, now there are probably 500 different types of clothing items, accessories, home items, you know, bathroom, curtains, rugs.
You got some scarves even.
Yeah, so many different things. And, you know, I've learned that just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. end up spending a lot of money doing things that, you know, maybe never end up selling that are as cool as you think that they are.
So do you have a favorite clothing design that you've done, and what is it and why?
You know, really, I think that's what's been the most popular and I think kind of ended up being the most clever is the idea was to use the shape of Alaska, which is kind of what my primary motive is for doing my designs. You know, the shape of the state of Alaska is very unique, and it's an kind of an odd shape, if you will. And, you know, because it's got that crazy coastline and the Aleutian chain, and then it's just got that straight hard line kind of out of the middle of nowhere. And but, you know, I figured out a lot of ways to use it. And one of the ways that I decided to use it was kind of, I was trying to copy fall leaves, kind of those nice oranges and, you know, some of the I think the colors that you see, you know, lit up on the mountains in the fall, oranges, browns, yellows, reds, and kind of put these Alaskas overlapping, but also transparent so you could see underneath the shape that's there, and just kind of putting them all around, but in a, using particular colors. You know, I'm actually looking at a color or a photograph of leaves and taking those colors specifically and emulating that. And it ended up looking like leaves. Like, to your first initial thought is, oh, those are leaves. And then when you look closer, it's actually the state of Alaska. Nice. And that's kind of the thing too, is I want you to like the design first, and then I want you to see the Alaska element next. And I've really been able to figure that out, because a lot of people will say, oh, I love that, that's really cool. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, do you see the Alaskas? And people kind of like, what are you talking about? Look closer. And so, you know, that was such a great idea that I was like, okay, now what other color combos can I come up with? And the next one I came up with was like a classic camo colors with the greens, shades, brown and black. And same thing, it looked like regular camo just on first glance, but then again, when you look at it, you're like, oh, that camo is actually Alaska. You know, how cool is that? And that, since then, I mean, I've probably done 100 different iterations, color combos, and some of them are pretty striking and powerful. And that's kind of been my bread and butter.
Nice. So folks listening in, just a reminder, we're going to be doing a giveaway. So if you're watching the full video episode on Facebook, which I will pin to the top. So if you're finding this on iTunes or Spotify or iHeartRadio, go to our Facebook. The posts will be pinned to the top. Tag a friend, like, comment, share the post, and you'll be entered to win. We've got two items we're going to give away, a beanie and a shirt. So I'll be picking those at the end of the week. Joel, what's some advice you'd give to folks wanting to start their own thing? You've kind of created kind of an artist community hub where you're at, of different ways folks can, you know, literally have their art on the wall. You're able to sell things like your clothing brand and whatnot. You know, there's lots of people out there that just want to start, right? And they don't know how. What's some advice you'd give to them?
You know, you got to follow your passion. You know, I don't want to sound like everybody else before me, but that's what you have to do. I had been doing this on the side for, you know, years and years, you know, 20 years, and continuing to create and persevere. You know, there's just like Hollywood, there's a lot of rejection and people that maybe don't quite see your vision. And it can be difficult to continue to hear no. And you just gotta, you know, be rocky and take those hits and keep coming back. And, you know, I think if you're passionate about stuff, it's really going to drive, you know, how you're able to make it in the business. But, you know, there's no lazy way to approach it. It takes a lot of time and determination and research and going back and forth and, you know, getting samples and changing things up until you get to a point where, you know, you're happy with what you're putting out there. But I mean, I love it. I don't work a day ever, because I'm absolutely loving what I'm doing, and I couldn't be happier to have this space that I've got now. You know, that's the first time I've had a brick and mortar, and it's great to not just work out of the house, which I've done in the past, but be able to, you know, get up, go to work just like anybody else does. But, you know, when I get there, it's this just beautiful curated space. And it's a really good conduit for that creativity and it just kind of flows. And I generally don't have any problems thinking of designs or ideas to come up with, just because of the environment that I've kind of created.
Nice. So who's somebody that you've looked up to, you know, as inspiration or been a hero in your life, and why, if you're willing to share that?
I've got lots of heroes in my life, which is probably, you know, how I've been able to be somewhat successful in my life. My wife is a hero, having gone through, you know, battling cancer, seeing her persevere. And that's, man, I don't know how she does it. She's one of the strongest people I've ever known, and she's incredible. So, you know, if she can deal with those kinds of things, you know, certainly I can deal with some of the struggles that I face. And my mom and dad too, as well. They're both really instilled in me a great work ethic. And that's something that I'm really thankful for as well. And I've been able to pass that on to my kids, and I've seen them benefit from that same work ethic, which has been great. So, and then my grandma, she's 98, almost 99. And she's still a sharp dresser, and she is on it, and just incredible inspiration. She's a talented artist as well. Her specialty is kind of watercolors, and it's amazing to see her continue to thrive at her young age.
That's awesome. So what's next for you? You kind of sound like you're living your dream, but is there anything, any other big plans on the horizon?
Yeah, you know, always for me, again, as a creative, my mind is just continually coming up with ideas, and I have to do a lot of editing and see what can get through, and I should actually try and attempt. So right now with The Cove, you know, we do First Fridays. We generally always have live musicians, and I've just kind of have always been struck by how well the music sounded in that space. And you wouldn't really think it kind of looking at it. I mean, it's a beautiful space, but as far as, you know, music sounding good in there, that wouldn't be something that you would probably think. But having been there for every First Friday and witnessed, you know, people doing acoustic sets, you know, electric, violin, DJs, all kinds of stuff, it all sounds pretty good in there. And that kind of got me thinking about, you know, NPR's Tiny Desk concert series.
Those are cool.
Yeah, aren't those cool? I mean, so many people are familiar with that and have gravitated towards that and really enjoy those like I do. And I just thought, how about doing something like that inside The Cove? And so I had been thinking about that for probably over a year, but you know, it was gonna require a lot of things that I didn't have personal expertise in. And that is, you know, a sound guy and a video guy or gal and, you know, maybe streaming and all the things that were going to be needed to kind of make this vision come true. And then I ended up actually having a local artist, Duke Russell, as one of my First Friday artists in November. And his son, Shane Russell, who's a musician and a sound guy, actually came to the show, of course, to support his dad. And I had met him once or twice before. And I kind of just threw it out there as far as the idea that I had for turning this space into, you know, a potential spot for recording live music. And he loved the idea immediately. And so we kind of just went back and forth over a couple of months. And then I said, hey, you know what, instead of talking about this, let's see if we can make this happen. And one of his good friends, and who also plays in a band with him, actually is a videographer professionally during the day. And so, and with him being a sound guy and a videographer, and then I've actually got another friend who does streaming, I kind of just had the pieces already. I just needed to kind of put them all together. And so we've done now 2 dry runs, and wow, it looks exactly the way that I had in my head. And so what we're going to be able to do is pay everybody involved. You know, a lot of the times with art, it just kind of has to be a passion project, right? And you're like, oh man, it would be really cool. Can you just do this for free? Just because you should, and it will be really cool. I didn't want to do that, you know, being an artist. Many times we often, you know, get asked to do things for free and, oh, it'll be good exposure for you and those kinds of things. And I really wanted to support my fellow artists. And so, you know, we'll be able to pay the musicians, pay the sound guy, pay the videographers, pay the streaming guy. And because there's going to be beautiful art on the walls, too, we're going to be able to feature, you know, not only the musician that's being focused on, but if you're like, hey, if you see this really cool piece on the wall and you like it, you know, click here and get information about, you know, the art and maybe end up with a cool piece of art. And then at the very end, basically, after we've done this video and professionally edited it, it gets sent to the musicians and they can use it however they want for, you know, self-promoting. And, you know, normally they would cost an artist, you know, to do something like this, you know, renting a venue. And
oh, yeah, it's expensive.
Like $4,000 to $5,000. Mm-hmm. And so I've been blessed with knowing a couple people that are, you know, philanthropists that specialize in supporting the arts and the community, and have kind of been getting close to securing all of the funding that's going to be needed to do this project. And I'm really excited.
So is there a date set? Because this sounds epic. I think I just watched this weekend. I believe it was 3/11 on the that NPR series. I mean, it's just, that's such an awesome idea that you're bringing that kind of vibe to Alaska. Do you have a date set for the first one?
We don't, not just yet, because we still have a couple more pieces to fall into place. I mean, we're 95% there. It's just, as soon as we get that kind of secured, then we're going to try and nail down our first artist. And we've got a short list of the first couple that we're going to try and go after, but we got to see what their schedules are, right? And coordinate that with all of the people that are involved. So, you know, but we're flexible and, you know, like I said, we've done the two dry runs already. I'll share a link with you so you can see my vision, basically. We haven't nice. Shared it publicly yet, but I know that everybody that's seen it is like, oh, man, this is really cool. Like, and same thing. When is this going to happen? Like, I want to see it happen. And one of the cool things, too, is I've got a friend that he has all of the greatest toys in the world. He kind of runs a shop where, you know, he's got a CNC router. He's got laser etchers. He's got direct to garment printing, embroidery. And so I have him do some of my stuff. That's Blue Moose Designs here in Anchorage. And he had shown me these coins, these really thick, kind of nice weighted coins that he could do this special laser etching on. And so I actually had him made up a couple of coins, because the idea is it's going to say the Cove Sessions on one side, and the other side is going to have the name of the artists or artists and the date of the show. And so everybody that's in attendance is going to get this commemorative coin. You know, hey, I was there and I've got the coin to prove it. And, you know, over the years, there'll be all these cool coins, almost like trading cards, right? And it'll just be a cool kind of savory moment, you know?
That's awesome. So 30 minutes has gone by in a flash. Tell folks one last time where they can find you on social, websites, all those things. We'll put all that in the description for folks, but there'll be folks listening in that will want to hear where they can find all your stuff at.
Yeah, sure. So, really easily, for the website, it is cjak.biz, or it's also AK and then clothing company spelled out, and all, you know, clothing is the whole word and company is a whole word, not just CO. So akclothingcompany.com. Or again, cjak.biz. Both will get you to the same place. I've got stuff online that isn't in my boutique, and I've got stuff in my boutique that isn't online. But really, I would recommend people, if you can, if you're on Instagram, that's where I share most of my content and designs. And sometimes I ask for feedback, and that helps whether or not I end up making the items or not, depending on, you know, what people say. And so on Instagram, it's Alaska Clothing CO. So nice. That's the best place I would say.
Awesome. Well, any last minute thoughts here before we head out? I really appreciate you coming on today.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I would just say, hey, if you're somebody that's a creative, you know, just continue to go after it and don't let it get you down. There's been so many times that I thought about giving up, and I'm so glad that I didn't, because now I'm doing what I absolutely love to do. But know that it can be a tough trail, and but you know, it's just like a tough hike, right? Sometimes you're hiking around the beautiful state of Alaska, and it can be tough, and sometimes you want to quit and maybe stop, but you know, you get rewarded in the end. You're at that top of that peak and you're looking around and you're glad that you stuck it out.
Awesome. Well, folks, this is Joel Loosley, owner of AK Clothing Company and The Cove. And for folks listening in just the tail end of this, I want to encourage you to go back to the very beginning and listen to the whole thing. We're doing a giveaway. I'm going to be giving away a couple items from the AK Clothing Company, a beanie and a hat. And all you need to do is find this post on Facebook. It'll be pinned to the top, the full video episode. Like, comment, share, tag a friend. Do all those and you get three entries or four, depending on how well I can count that day. And we're going to pick a winner at the end of the week. And we will send you a beanie or a hat or a shirt. So I want to encourage folks to do this. And folks, lots of folks talk about supporting local businesses in Alaska. This is your time to do it. Go to AK Clothing Company on Facebook or Instagram. Check out their shop online. Buy yourself a beanie, a shirt, a couple hoodies. He's got epic ties, scarves, you name it. Now's a great opportunity for folks to put their money where their mouth is and go support a local business. Really awesome designs here, folks, that I'm sure you and your family will love, and all your friends, you know, that are obsessed with Alaska that live in the lower 48, they would probably like a shirt as well. So for folks that listen, watch, and read Must Read Alaska, we want to thank you for doing that. If you want to sponsor the Must Read Alaska show, just email me, John, J-O-H-N, at mustreadalaska.com. And Joel, we wish you nothing but success here for Must Read Alaska. Welcome back anytime. Until next time, I'm John Quick from somewhere in Alaska. Thanks, Joel.
Thanks.